Hey, thanks, Oisin. Good evening.
And Gavin, before we look forward to your match tomorrow night, we'll maybe just touch on Derry City, who of course are playing this evening. 2-0 down against Bruno Magpies. Was a bit of a disaster in the first round for them last week. This evening they are, of course, kicking off in, just over a half an hour's time, 7:45 at the Brandywell. Listen, Derry City can score goals, but I suppose they know tonight that they can't concede and they need to get three if they are going to progress in normal time anyway. So they know what they have to do.
Yeah, they know what they have to do. Obviously, last week was a big shock, losing the game in Gibraltar. I think we all thought Derry would go over there and do the business and get home and get through the next round. It was a major shock, and it will be a major shock if they don't turn this tie around tonight. But I still believe that they can, and at the Brandywell tonight, I think they can score three goals. Obviously, they don't concede again is important, but it's a huge factor in the remainder of their season to get through in Europe, so it is as well.
And it's a huge test of character of the squad too, so it is, Gavin.
It is, yeah. Obviously, last week's result wouldn't have been expected, and you could tell by the interviews from the players and from Rory himself that they were very, very disappointed for the fans that travelled and stuff. So, no, it obviously hurt them. So they'll be trying to use that hurt this week and try and turn things around.
Yeah, they have a big night ahead of them, so they have, and they have a cup game to come as well at the weekend, actually, on Sunday. And if we maybe think back to last year, Derry went out of Europe, and then the following Sunday then they went out at the hands of St. Pat's and the cup wasn't on a penalty shootout. So experience, yeah, of the cup and Europe together haven't been good for Derry City, but they are two major games, and Pat's will prove a formidable task on Sunday at the Brandywell and an evening kickoff in the cup as well.
Oh, it will. Look, Pat's will be putting a lot of eggs into one basket now with the cup for the rest of the season, because obviously they're not on the running for the league. So Derry obviously are juggling on three fronts between the league, Europe and the cup. And as you've seen last season, as you said, no, your season can turn around very quick at this stage when you're going for a lot of trophies, and then next thing you're within a space of a few days you could be out of two of them. It's hard to adjust, it's hard to come back from that. But look, again, at the same time, Derry could go one tonight, one on Sunday, and then you're talking about having a real, real great run on for them as well.
Yeah. You know? Well, what about your own cup task? It's on Friday night at the RSC ground. It's a bit of a trek for you, Gavin. You're heading down tomorrow to Waterford. Obviously, your season is different from that of the League of Ireland. You haven't really had much time to prepare for this. So when I ask you what's preparation's been like, what's the reality of the preparation, Gavin, for Coghill ahead of a game like this?
Look, the reality is there's little to no preparation. We've had three get-togethers. We were off for the last 6-7 weeks. Players needed a break, needed to recover, needed to recuperate. We've played a couple of friendlies in the last week, but again, getting the full squad together has been difficult. Don't get me wrong, it's brilliant to get to this stage of a competition. It's brilliant, and it'll be a great experience to play in a team like Waterford for us. It's just the timing of it for amateur clubs is just next to near impossible to lend itself to showing your true colours and to even getting results. It's very, very difficult to achieve.
Was it a group decision, Gavin, or was it just by yourself and the management that you brought them back at the time that you did, that maybe you could have taken them back maybe a week, two, maybe 3 weeks earlier than what you did to give them maybe half a chance?
It was a management decision more than anything. Look, we've had a very busy schedule last season, a lot of highs, and sometimes you need to step away from that and need a break. Yourself and the players need a break from it. Thankfully, over the last few years, we've had great runs, and we've got to the stage of the FA Cup now, like, 4 seasons in a row. So we have been back very early. We just made the decision. There's a bigger picture there for us. Look, we're obviously not going to win the FA Senior Cup. We obviously wanted to get a good draw on it and play a senior team or a Premier Division team, which we have. Unfortunately, it's away from home. But we made the decision not to come back, not to be too much in it, and pre-season to be sort of spread out, so players can do their own thing and have their holidays and stuff like that, and just have a break from each other. And I think in the long run, it'll help us. Because you can't play all year round. You can't expect the players to come at the training and playing all year round. So something had to give, and obviously with this competition, it's probably, although it's a big day out. It's probably the least important on our calendar, to be honest.
Yeah, well, what is the bigger picture then for Coghill as you look into a new season? Listen, Gavin, you've won just about nearly everything there was to win last year, including the FAA Junior Cup. What about this season?
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's similar to last season. We want to improve and we want to get better every season, which I'm hoping we will. We've just got the fixture today, actually, for the final of the Tom Hand Cup, which is on the 10th of August against Glebe North, the last senior league team. So that's the Wonders Intermediate against the Wonders Junior, obviously, Junior Cup. So it'd be obviously nice to go and win that and say, look, you're the best amateur team in the country, or supposedly. You know, that would be a nice one to win. There's then a trophy then between the winners of the Irish FA Junior Cup and ourselves. That's coming up in the next couple of months as well. So there are two trophies that we've never been involved in, two won. So, like, again, we would like to try and get them won as well. And obviously, I'm back to the league and stuff like that again, trying to keep that level of consistency that we've had over the years. Again, trying to improve, bringing a couple of players in and back in and improving the squad and stuff like that. That's sort of the aim again.
Yeah. How many additions have you had in the close season, Gavin? Obviously, you're trying to build a squad and you're going to make signings. How many have you brought in so far?
So I've brought Stephen Duffy and Finn McClure back into the squad. They were with us for a few years before, and Finn went and tried his hand at the Institute last season. Done quite well at the start of the season, a few injuries the second half sort of curtailed his development. So, look, he's back. Stephen Duffy, who's a great footballer and done brilliantly for us over the years, he went to Maiden City just to try and stay in intermediate football once we were dropped out of it last year. Understandable, but he's missed it. He's missed it being about the place, and he couldn't wait to come back. So he's back, and we have Damien Duffy, who's signed from Derrickview. Young lad locally, he was on training with us last year and decided to go to Derrickview instead of coming to us just to try to sell at senior football. Just didn't work out for him, but look, a lot of qualities and a lot of ability, and a player that I had my eye on for a while. So I'm hoping he adds to the squad as well, and he's something different to what we have. The young lad, Josh Clifford, will be in the squad tomorrow night. He's only 16. He played in our under-18 team this summer. So he's got a bit about him as well. He's done really well in pre-season. And then, obviously, we've retained everybody at the minute from last year. Jason Breslin is going to Canada in August, so we're going to lose him. So other than that, we're happy enough with what we have.
Yeah. And do you still hold on to the thought of, at some stage in the future, that another level of football might be available to Coghill Celtic?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to. I think the squad of players and the way we go about things sort of proves that we want that next level of football. The players, the committee, the club itself. If a tier 3 becomes available in the next year and a half, I think we would have to seriously look at it and seriously give it a go anyway, you know. But look, a lot can change in a year and 2 years' time, so it's at this point until it happens, we're only speculating. But you obviously want to push on. Like, it'd be nice to have won the initial league last year and got promoted to an intermediate league and maybe done well in that and have another promotion. You know, that's ideally what you want in football, but it's not there at the minute, you know.
Yeah. Just back to your game then on Friday night, Gavin, away to Waterford FC. Listen, Waterford could go into this game. They can make a raft of changes, which could give you a chance in this tie. What do you hope to get out of it?
Look, it'll be a run out. It'll be a they're going to dominate the ball. They're a good footballing team. I've watched them now 3 times in the last few weeks. They're one of the farm teams in the country. They're a full time club. They will have aspirations of winning this FA Cup. You know, so like they probably, you'd expect them to make 5 or 6 changes and still win the game easy enough. Again, because of the time of the year and the calendar and all that, it gives them a massive plus in terms of our fitness levels won't be near where they need to be. Preparation won't be right, but regardless of that, they're expected to win this game convincingly, and we're sort of in a, we're given a free one. If we do well, we might get a moral victory out of it. Am I expecting to get a result? Probably not. But look, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. I always use the FA Cup, the love affair with the smaller clubs in the FA Cup in England, and there's always a big story. It'd be nice if Cockhill Celtic was the big story come Saturday, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. I think most amateur managers would tell you it's probably next to near impossible. Like, we played Bray at this stage last year, and we were in good enough shape. We had a full squad compared to tomorrow night going into it, and they just had a bit too much for us. But I do believe if we were playing a first division club when we're 8 or 9 weeks ago as such, I think we could give them everything they want. I think they'd be really tested. I think going into the Premier and the full-time clubs is probably a step too far. And the fact that you're totally out of season sort of makes it next to near impossible. They create the shocks that the FA Cup do create in England. I think it's nearly impossible in the FA Cup here at the minute, you know.
Yeah. Let's move on to Finn Harps. I don't know if they can back down the road or they decided to stay in Cork all week because they were Turner's Cross last weekend for the league, and they're back there this weekend again. How much would Darren Murphy's side have learned about Cork last week that could maybe give them a wee edge in the game on Saturday evening?
But by all accounts, they've done quite well. It was a wonder goal that won the game. The one thing about Harps this season, and compliments to Darren and the management staff, they've become very difficult to beat, which they weren't last season. They're getting no real hammerings or stuff like that. They're staying on the coattails of the playoffs and stuff, which is brilliant with the depth of squad they have. It's a difficult task. Cork, I think, are well ahead of everybody else in the league. And again, they probably have aspirations of putting a bit of a cup run together because they have that cushion within the league. You know, so it's a difficult one for the players and Harps this year with the finance and stuff the way it is. You know, they're travelling up and down to these games on the one day and playing the match. That's a big ask for the players. To do it twice in a week is difficult, but in fairness to them, they're doing it. They're not complaining about it, and they're doing really well. But like, I would suspect that Cork probably have too much for them again this week.
Yeah, but the other side of that is if they can pull off a decent result down there, a cup run would be nice for Donegal supporters and for the Harps supporters.
Oh, it would. It certainly would. I think it's a few years ago now since Harps got the semi-finals where they played Pats, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. So it would be nice, and it would give the club a good boost. And obviously, financially, if they get a few home ties against some of the bigger opposition, it would be a help as well. And they can always dream of that, but like at the minute, Harps, suppose, their priority is staying in the playoffs and trying to get the playoffs and possibly getting close to promotion, I would say, as much as anything.
Yeah, just finally then, I suppose the two standout ties in the cup in this round are on Friday night with Bohemians taking on Shamrock Rovers and Drogheda United up against Dundalk. We've already mentioned Derry Pats, which is a huge game as well. But these two matches on Friday night, two very interesting ties, Gavin.
Yeah. Shamrock Rovers, Bowes, obviously a big derby. The Shamrock Rovers have gone on a real high from Wednesday night when they came back and won that tie. And obviously the other team missing a penalty in the 90th minute. Sort of, it's a huge lift, and it's a great lift for the league in general that Shamrock Rovers got through. I think it guarantees them another minimum six games in Europe, which is huge. So again, they will be going all out for the FAI Cup because I think they're probably too far away from Shamrock Rovers and are from Shelburne and Derry at the minute. So that'll be a big one, obviously, Bowes again in the Cup. And there's some very interesting ties, and there's a lot of amateur teams playing each other as well. So there could be a good route for a couple of these clubs right through to the latter stages if they get through this weekend, you know.
Yeah, they certainly could. All right then, Gavin, that's it. Thanks for joining us on the Score programme tonight. And all we can do is wish you and the guys at Cockhill all the best of luck in Waterford tomorrow evening.
No bother, Ashton. Thanks very much.